Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show. I'm your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, and with me is all things Best Ever You and Your Life Sparkles, the amazing Chris Fuller from British Columbia. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Elizabeth, and hello to our listeners. I hope everyone's having a fabulous day.
So we have a new children's book that was released on October 15th. And it has just climbed the little children's book charts on Amazon. And it's just got a call yesterday. It looks like we're going to be donating books to the Falmouth School District for the kindergartners and things like that. So yeah, it's a happy book. So it's called Pinky Doodlebug. And you kind of joined a slightly, you kind of saved the day really on this. I'm like, help. But so it started off as this, you know, it's always kind of been the same story, but what I really love that you did was you helped it rhyme much better. That's a specialty of yours.
It is. I do love rhyming prose and rhyming kids' books and finding that rhythm, because what I love is reading kids' books aloud. And of course, that's when you can really tell if you've got something special, when you can read it and it's like da 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 da, and it just flows and the kids are like, their eyes light up and they're engaged. And so I do love all of that rhyming and all of that writing. And so when you first showed me Pinky Doodle, I was just delighted, because I mean, I hope you talk about the artwork for a minute, because she is so cute and all her forest friends are just adorable. So the artwork is incredible to begin with as well.
Yeah, we're really, so if you're listening, so there's a website that goes with this. It's called pinkydoodlebug.com. We put up a coloring contest on there and more about us and more about Pinky, but basically Pinky Doodlebug is a children's book series published by our wonderful team at Waldorf Publishing in Texas. And I'm just going to read the book description. So it's, join Pinky and her friends on a fun adventure. Pinky loves drawing and doodles. With the help of her friends, her drawings come to life. By working together, they make something magical. This book encourages children to be creative and follow their dreams. It teaches that your friends will always be there for you to help with all of your adventures. And just remember that anything is possible if you just believe. And we have the saying, let your dreams fly. And that will be common to all the books. So let your dreams fly. And so yeah, Pinky, she's just cute. And oh my gosh, the illustrations.
Too, because there's like some of the friends are Murphy the Moose. He's one of my favorites. He's just a big sort of goofy moose, but he looks so kind and so, I don't know, clumsy and cute. And we have him doing all kinds of fun things as the next books come along. And he's with Baxter the Bee. They're just kind of buddies. And those are two of my favorites. And I mean, there's eight or nine little friends already, but I know we've added more with future plans, but they're just beautiful little friends.
Yeah. Oh, Vovo did such a beautiful job illustrating this. I know at the beginning it was a little choppy trying to get the character of Pinky Doodlebug right. We went through several revisions to get her the way she looks right now, with her pigtails and her dots and her spots and her and her art kit and things like that. And she just is delightful. She's just people. There's one illustration in particular that people continue to talk about, other than Pete the Porcupine. There's an illustration in the book where she is falling asleep on a rose petal or a flower, and it's, yeah, she fell asleep that night feeling happy and bold. And we've had requests to turn that into children's wallpaper, children's artwork, wall hangings, everything. Yeah. It's been really interesting.
Yeah, I love those drawings too. And something else for our listeners to know is, on that website Elizabeth mentioned, pinkydoodlebug.com, we have a coloring contest up. So if you head over there, you can check out some of that artwork and color it yourself. And I know kids love coloring. I love coloring.
Yeah.
So if that's something you're interested in, that coloring contest is really, really cute.
We need to probably color our own coloring contest and print a page out and color it too. So our drawing, you know, our color is up there. But so Pinky Doodlebug, I'm just going to read, maybe, should I read the middle part, like with Pete the Porcupine?
I think it's one thing. Do a couple of things so people get the idea.
That's great. Basically, she loves to doodle and draw, and she doodles on things in her mind and things that she saw. And she goes on a little doodle adventure. And she includes her friends, which one of our favorite characters is Pete the Porcupine, talked about the Great Trail, while Fred the Fox told a tall tale. And here's your Murphy the Moose, and I'll stop there. Murphy the Moose, it's a tongue twister. And Baxter the Bee told a cute story about Maine and the sea. So you can see her friends all show up for her, and it's a truly a let your dreams fly adventure.
I think one of the great things about our Pinky Doodlebug book too is just, it does talk about being a good friend and friends helping one another. And you and I are all about that in our lives, in our families, in our networks. And so to bring that to our children's book is just like, oh, too perfect. So
yeah, you know, I was just listening to yesterday on the news, one of the sharks from Shark Tank was on, and she was saying that one of the best ways to collaborate and work together is to find people who make up for what you aren't great at so that you complement each other, because no one's great at everything. Although I don't know, Chris, you're pretty talented at many things that you touch. But anyway, you know. I know. But anyway, I loved that feedback. They were asking her the definition of success, and she was talking about collaboration as the definition of success. And how you do that is you find people, and so your strengths all mesh together. And I just wanted to hold up Pinky Doodlebug and go, yes, that's exactly what we're saying.
So, we're double lucky because we have those complementary strengths, but we also have that birds of a feather when it comes to some of our other great qualities, like our work ethic and our attitude and our kindness. And so I think that there can be both, but when it comes to the skill set for like book writing and websites and radio shows and all the things, we have had a definitely complimentary from the get-go. It's just been like this amazing lucky connection.
Absolutely. And so I just want to let you know again who maybe who we are just a little bit more, and then let you know that we're finding that Pinky Doodlebug is making a great little gift. It's a great gift for classrooms. People are buying it on Amazon or on Waldorf and donating it to their favorite library or classroom. It's available in ebook, paperback, and hardcover. I personally am just in love with the hardcover. I mean, in love with the whole thing, but the hardcover just, oh, it's so beautiful. And so we're doing fun things. My husband and I are doing fun things like doing donations to St. Jude based on some of the proceeds and stuff like that. So, and we're donating books to kids wherever we can. So, but Chris, we'll go here because we won't go on and on. This is intended to be just a short, you know, about the book session. But Chris, I want to mention that you also have another book coming out, and it's also through Waldorf Publishing, and that is rounding the corner quickly, isn't it?
Is on November 15th, Terra Mara comes out. It's a young adult fiction, fantasy work. Terra Mara is a magical world with enchanted rivers and water sprites, and the sprites themselves are made of water, and they take care of the land, and there's humans in the land, and they come into a problem. The river is losing its magical power, and so how are they going to solve this problem? So it's a chapter book, and it's a young adult, and it's just a delightful, fun book, and I am so excited for it to come out on November 15th. As you mentioned, it's also being published with Waldorf, so besides Pinky Doodle for your littles, you can look for Terra Mara for your young adults. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I love reading it. It's one of those, So thanks for mentioning that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What age group do you think that is? Do you think it's like
12 up. It's just a 12 up. If you have a very able reader who's 9 or 10, they would enjoy it as well. And 12 up is such a broad category too, because I know my sisters have read it and they're in their 40s and they're like, oh, I love this story. When are you writing the next one? So 12 plus is what it says on the information though.
Okay. And your website is chrisfullerauthor.com. My website is elizabethgarino.com. We're both at besteveryou.com, yourlifesparkles.com. There's a lot of websites. And one of the things I love about our websites is all of our websites are connected. If you just scroll to the bottom of any one of our websites, all of the websites are listed there. So you can click around and see, because we've got a lot of projects and websites and things going on. And our next book in this series is called Pinky Doodle Dance. They have a big forest party, and I'm told that that is going to come out in May of 2021. So Pinky Doodle Dance coming next year. It takes a while to do this creative of illustrations.
So get your Pinky Doodle Bug right now. Then your kids will read it, love it, love it, love it. And you'll be so excited and ready for the next one in May. And it's the perfect time, like Elizabeth was saying, for a gift. And certainly Christmas is just around the corner. So that pinkydoodlebug.com will give you everything you need to know about how you can get your hands on our fun little book.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back. I think our next show is with, Fiona from Australia on Sunday night. So we're really excited about that. And then we have the amazing Todd Stottlemyre on Tuesday, November 10th. That should be a really interesting show. Anytime we get a former MLB guy on, I'm just all things baseball. So, all right, everybody, take care. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.